Testing?
No, the needle's bouncing.
Do you hear? Can you hear?
Do you hear? Can you hear? Will you
Does
listen?
One hear? Does one care?
And it's mainly important to get you, but better be able to hear the questions as well, so we... Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Peter Alexander in his studio in Marina Del Rey. This is session number one, December 13th, 1995. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. Okay, Peter, here we go.
Jesus Christ.
We've known one another. This is fun. I want to start out by saying that because we've known one another ever since graduate school days at UCLA and see one another off and on, and I've watched your career with interest. I'm sure not aware of all the details of it, but we've kept some kind of contact, and this is this interview, this conversation is something that we've talked about before and I've wanted to do for a long time, so this is, I'm surprised it's taken this long, but here we are. You know, we were talking earlier about experiences that we shared, experiences in time and in place. We both grew up, or certainly went to high school in Southern California. And as a matter of fact, both went to school in the San Fernando Valley. And you graduated in, I think you said 1957, I graduated in 59. Presumably, we crossed paths in one way or another, whether it was exactly at the same time, certainly in the same places. And what I want to talk about today has very much to do with that. What I want to ask you about has to do with this place, which presumably formed us. I'm still working in my job as an art historian in California, very much in Southern California. And you made a choice at some point to really to establish your career here, you know, however this process worked itself out. Here you are, you're still here, and are very much identified with California. So the first question I would like to ask, with all that in mind, is how was it that you made that choice to be a, quote, California artist, an American artist working in California? I guess that would be the first question, but then leading on to what were the consequences of that decision? You know, how did that affect finally your career and your, as you look back?
Just as a way of explaining, my brother, who was also raised under exactly the same circumstances as myself, decided in 1965 to leave California and to go to New York, where he eventually became an art dealer, which he still is.
That's Brooke.
That's Brooke, yeah. And what I say this in response to your question, that idea never even occurred to me. That is, I had no interest at all in going to the East. I went to school back there, and I like it a lot, and But to move there was completely out of line with anything that I had imagined or do imagine. There's no reason. There was no sense to it, as far as I was concerned. There are many reasons why one would do it, but I couldn't find sufficiently good ones to act on it.
Now, did you say, though, that you went to... You did go to school in the
I went
East.
To school in Philadelphia for 3 years. Then I went to London, and then to Berkeley, and then another to USC, and then finally to UCLA.
I didn't realize that you had this multifarious
academic
career.
Most of that was in architecture. University of Pennsylvania was for architecture, and then that was 3 years, and I went to the Architectural Association in London, and then went for a year, and I did nothing but go to Paris.